Without Hope, the Heart is Sick, by Beyond Today writer Janet Treadway. There has been a lot of talk about hope lately. It started with a comment from First Lady Michelle Obama to Oprah Winfrey. We feel the difference now. See now, we are feeling what not having hope feels like. She told Oprah Winfrey this in an interview, a clip of which aired on CBS recently. Hope is necessary. It's a necessary concept. And Barack didn't just talk about hope because he thought it was just a nice slogan to get votes. She went on to say, he and I and so many believe that what else do you have if you don't have hope? The First Lady added, what do you give your kids if you can't give them hope? Yes, the Obamas and many others did suffer a loss in the election results. But is that a reason to lose hope? There are others coming back with comments that, for the first time since Donald Trump was elected, they now have hope. Yes, they won the election, and I am sure excitement prevails. But is that a reason to have hope? Should our hope be in a man? In another clip I saw on YouTube, a man was talking about that word again, hope. He has a ministry of going into prisons and trying to offer hope to traumatized inmates who have just entered into the prison system. The message he is trying to give them is hope in God. There lies the key. Men who have every reason to lose hope are being told that their hope is in God. Did you know that having no hope can make you sick? Numerous studies have been documented to prove that angry emotions, like withholding forgiveness, along with feelings of jealousy and hatred, can take years off your life. Proverbs 13 verse 12 states that, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. So what is hope? Hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. Both sides from the election are placing their hope in the wrong thing instead of God. Michelle Obama raised some valid questions, one of which was, what do you give your kids if you can't give them hope? The answer to First Lady Obama's question is, you point them to God. God is the answer, not men, nor things, but God, who is eternal. Our president-elect, Donald Trump, is human, and he will let those people down who now have tremendous hope in him. Even though men will always at some point let us down, God will never let us down. Even if we are going through a heartbreak, sickness, a setback, even if we are entering a prison with walls or a prison in our mind, God is our hope, no matter what we are going through. In Hebrews 11 verse 1, it says, faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. New Living Translation. First Lady Obama is right about her concern when she asks, what else do you have if you don't have hope? The answer is that we have no hope if it is misplaced on men and other things and not on God. King David wrote, do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. Psalm 143, verse 3, New International Version. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord, their God. Psalm 143, verse 6. Let our hearts be well, and let our minds be well, because we are filled with hope in God. There is no need to have a sick heart when we have God as our hope. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.